Tell me this now. Give me a plain answer. Where is Hector? Where did you leave him when you took this path? His arms, where are they lying? Where are his horses? How have the other Trojans planned their watches and hours for sleep? Dolon again made answer. Hector is with his staff, holding a council beside the funeral mound of the patriarch Ilus, far from the battlefield. No watches in your sense, sir, are being stood, no sentries chosen to guard the camp. At every fire, the necessary number are awake and keep one another vigilant. Detachments of allies, though, are everywhere asleep and leave the sentry duty to the Trojans. Allies have no families near at hand. The great tactician Odysseus said to him, And how are they encamped? Mixed in with Trojans or separately? Tell me about each one. I must know this. Dolon replied,
I'll tell you. Nearest the sea are Carians and Peonies, with Leleges, Cocones, and Pelasgians. Up the Scamander are the Lycians, Mysians, Phrygian horsemen, and Meonians. But why do you question me on these details? If you are bent on raiding a Trojan company, yonder are Thracians just arrived, far out on the left wing, apart from everyone. Their king is Rhesus Aeonides, his horses the most royal I have seen, whiter than snow and swift as the sea wind. His chariot is a masterwork in gold and silver, and the armor, huge and golden, brought by him here, is marvelous to see, like no war gear of men but of immortals. You'll take me to the ships now, will you not? Or will you leave me here bound hand and foot while you go forward, testing what I told you for accuracy and advantage to yourselves?
Diomedes frowned and looked at him and said, As I see it, you need not hold this thought of slipping through our hands. Now you are in them, accurate though your facts may be. Suppose we let you go, or let you go for ransom. Later, by God, you'll come down on the ships to spy again or to make open war. Resign your life now at my hands. You make no further trouble for the Argives.
Even as he spoke, the man leaned forward, reaching to touch his chin, beseeching. But he brought his sword blade in a flash down on the nape and severed the two tendons. In the dust, the head of the still crying man was muffled. Now they pulled off his cap of weasel skin, his grey wolf jacket, javelin and bow, and Lord Odysseus held these trophies high to Athena, hope of soldiers. He appealed to her. Joy in this armor, goddess, first on Olympus, first of immortals in our invocation. Give us more luck. Send us against that Thracian bivouac and horses.